This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Washington Post front page, Trump, the nuclear codes. Wow, what a stunning photograph. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's interesting, there's a lot of different places we could veer to start this show off, and of course, North Korea, and whether or not Kim Jong-un will do anything to provoke the president even more and push him over the edge. And then the questions abound as to whether Congress would stop Trump from bombing North Korea. And what would we see, and I said this the other night, as far as our financial markets are concerned, the repercussions financially for everybody in the United States. You know, it's interesting. I have a good source at the Pentagon. I've talked about that before. And before this story broke, that person kind of reached out to me and we were having this conversation about Mad Dog, the U.S. Defense Secretary, who issued a pretty big ultimatum to North Korea on Wednesday. And the ultimatum is this: cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and destruction of its people. Pyongyang, with fire and fury just the day before from the press, has to be mulling over what all this means. So are they going to stop isolating themselves? Are they going to stand down? They would be overmatched, and U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says it, that they would continue to be grossly overmatched by ours and would lose any arms race or conflict they initiate. I agree. So they have to know that. Threaten as they will. Do as he pleases. Measuring missiles and where they could land is all fine and good. But to actually think that you could level Los Angeles before we would do something about it is asinine. But it is a crisis because there has to be a decision that would have to be made. And there is no question. Any intelligence leaks or sources have pretty much confirmed, yep, there's that ability to miniaturize a nuclear warhead to fit the top of a missile. This is easy. You don't have to know anything about missiles to realize it fits over the top of the missile. It's nuclear. It is a threat. What does Pyongyang do? U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, we talked about him a bunch. He's trying to calm the waters of a military confrontation. He's defending the president's comments, but he's telling any reporters, no matter what language they speak, that there was no sign that the threat level from North Korea had changed and that Americans should still be able to put their heads on their pillows and sleep well. It's dialogue he wants, but dialogue he won't get. So this is what you do when you represent these departments. It's like good cop, bad cop. Somebody rallies the troops. Somebody else talks about being calm, cool, and collected. Follow the bouncing ball. But it is a big deal. It's a big deal because there would be repercussions. There would be repercussions for us here in the United States. You know, whether we're talking about financially, whether we're talking about something else that could affect us as far as North Korea is concerned. And, of course, that would mean troops and what happens with South Korea and there's a lot of different angles to this, so it's not completely cut and dry. But clearly, if we were playing a game called Battleship that I used to play when I was a kid, they would lose. Justin Duckham joins us from Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. Justin, we're talking about North Korea and the latest, of course, what's coming out of the Pentagon and what Mad Dog had to say today about North Korea and threatening to stop the actions because it could lead to the destruction of their people, because clearly we have bigger weapons and we could annihilate them. So a lot of Trump's people are commenting. The rhetoric has ramped up. What's the latest from D.C.?
Well, you know, of course, the comments from James Mattis are probably the most significant thing we have heard from the Trump administration so far. Mattis is somebody who is recognized on the world stage as an effective member of the military, one of the more trusted voices out there, and also somebody who has been very vocal about the fact that if it comes to nuclear war, the U.S. will win, but the human consequences on the global stage will be absolutely horrific. He has been very vocal about how much the U.S. just does not want to have this kind of nuclear showdown that we are, I guess, slowly approaching right now. So, you know, Trump obviously spoke out today and had yesterday and had a very kind of blustery message. But, you know, the similar tough talk from Mattis takes on a much different weight considering who exactly is saying those words and what he has said in the past.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question, pardon the pun, this trumps pretty much every other story because we're just waiting to see with bated breath if anything happens. There was a story in the Washington Post about the president's words reviving fears, to quote the Post exactly, about his possessions of the nuclear codes. I bet that was kind of an interesting conversation around the water coolers. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this is something that people have been talking about for quite some time. You know, on the campaign trail and after he assumed office, he certainly showed, you know, erratic behavior when it comes to, you know, making certain policy announcements without going through the usual steps. When it comes to, you know, his Twitter account and just kind of speaking his mind whenever he feels like it. So this is something that has been on the minds of a lot of people in Washington, D.C. for quite some time now. It was one of the big arguments in the foreign policy community heading into the election, this idea that you can't necessarily trust Trump with the nuclear code. There is, however, sort of a safeguard that people have been putting in place for a while, wherein you need multiple people to essentially, you know, follow the president's orders when it comes to a nuclear strike. And there's always the possibility that people could resign or could defy that, which has been viewed as sort of the safeguard for quite some time. But overall, this kind of highlights the main issues that we see with this, you know, power in the executive branch.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, we only have a couple of quick minutes left, but the FBI raided President Trump's former campaign chair, Paul Manafort. What's the deal there?
Okay, so this took place in July in Alexandria, Virginia, right outside of D.C., and this was part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into collusion. So this was something wherein they took away documents in July, some other materials that were seized, and, you know, certainly leads to another strange chapter of this entire scandal.
Boy, no kidding. All right, thank you so much, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Coming up a little deeper on that FBI raid that he was talking about that happened at the end of July. What does it all mean? Do you care? Do I care? Why?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The FBI agents, well, not really. If you're listening and taping me, I'm not tackling any FBI agents. Just to be clear. Gay Delaney, America Tonight. Can you imagine that sight? Oh, that would be a sight. Someday I'm going to tell an interesting story on the air about FBI agents raiding a business that I worked for. But luckily, I was away on a wedding. I was getting blow-by-blow details, however, from other people that were in the organization. But FBI agents here, it was no secret, they went to really ransack Paul Manafort's place. They got a bunch of material as part of this investigation into Russia that's being led by Robert Mueller that we've talked about. And the warrant was the so-called no-knock warrant. And it was served at his home. Boom, they go in, that's it. And I guess it's kind of unusual for this kind of a case, which does raise a few eyebrows legally. The documents that were seized were financial and tax records. Some of the information had already been provided to the Senate investigator, so it wasn't like he had not, you know, hadn't given any documents up. So to date, so you're aware of this, the Trump campaign has turned over 20,000 pages to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is investigating the interference into the election, the possible interference, which it looks like happened, right? Manafort turned over about 400 pages. Don Jr. turned over about 250 pages. But I go back to what I said on a previous show. You can collect every page under the sun, but does any of the pages, do any of the pages amount to anything that would result in evidence that would show, oh, here's a direct link to Don Jr., here's a direct link to Paul Manafort, and here's how he was in cahoots with the Russians. The bottom line is, that's what would have to be spelled out. That's what would have to be there for this to lead to any sort of prosecutions. And so far, it has not happened. It hasn't happened. So I say Russia is on the back burner, North Korea is on the front burner, and what is mixed in between? Well, how about this? How about the Russian Air Force with a jet that flew over the Pentagon and the Capitol and the CIA? Oops, look up in the sky. Is it a bird? It's a plane. No, it's an unarmed Russian Air Force aircraft flying over our Capitol. Oh, that doesn't make any of us nervous. So, it was low altitude. It was part of a treaty, apparently. That's the thing. That allows the militaries of the U.S. and Russia to observe the other from the air. So, it was part of the Treaty on Open Skies. And that was allowed to take place. But if you were somebody casually getting in your 10,000 steps in D.C. in between, let's say, as I have done, a speaking engagement or a show, it would might freak you out if you know anything about aircraft and you would recognize it. So they're not given a lot of warning, law enforcement agency, of the short notice flights, because that's part of what's authorized by the treaty. And the Russian aircraft can perform a variety of gathering functions, aerial photography, thermal imaging, picking up signals, intelligence, all that kind of stuff. And see, here's what's so interesting. So we allow that. It's part of the treaty. The Russian embassy in the United States didn't even comment on it. But clearly, the flying any aircraft, especially large aircraft, but really any aircraft over the Capitol, sets off alarm bells. And the U.S. Capitol Police Command Center, they pay attention to those sort of things. Of course they do. But what's so interesting, what is so interesting to me is, you know that we have Russian spies crawling all over this country, and certainly all over Washington. I mean, that's a known fact. Certainly in the day of the Cold War, it could have been perhaps much more than we believe spy-wise we have in the United States now. But it is really spy versus spy. If you think of some of the sleeper agents that have been arrested in the past, and there are Russian spies that have access. And perhaps because we know that, that's what also led to the panic about spies, period, in general. So there is a long history of this. This is not anything, it's not anything new. It is, there are spy rings. There have been spy rings for a long time. You know, there's the, that show, I think it's called The Americans, and of course that really highlights the height of what you would have seen spy-wise. It's a really well-done television show. But just because things have changed decades and decades later, it still exists. We certainly have had people on this show that have talked about Russian intelligence and how they gather information and, you know, what it is they use to do that. I don't know, now you have Russian hackers, but that can be from afar. But I mean, actually physically in the country. And what are they in the country for? Well, they are networkers. Getting in the government, becoming government policymakers, getting civilian positions throughout the country, all of that. It used to be an FBI folder, dossier, whatever, was opened up, and it was called Operation Ghost Stories, because they would find these spies, they would figure out where they were, what apartment they were in, what was going on. I mean, so really that FX hit show, The Americans, is even realistic in some senses today. But because of cyber, now you've got Russians and others who are able to do things more from afar as well. So you wonder if that has cut down, you wonder if it's cut down the amount of physical spying. I bet there's still just as many trying to infiltrate, because if you gather trust and that face-to-face communication, is still some of that would be very, very strong when you're trying to gather intel. And so just straight hacks and what can happen and firewalls and all of that and information reported, it's just different. It's just different to have, I think, the physical presence. And it's really fascinating. If you go to Washington, there are certainly tours that talk about it, that highlight some of the big spy stories that happened, and spies that were tried and treason, and even the reverse. United States officers, government officers who worked for the Russians for X amount of money. I think it's just fascinating to watch that. So as we sit here and talk about Russia, and did they get involved in our election, and were they part of a hack, and all of that, it does make me wonder about the old-fashioned kind of spying and the fact that, duh, that hasn't gone away. Even though some think it may have gone away a little bit, the cyber attacks are just not the same as physically, I think, as physically being there, especially if somebody were to really infiltrate at a higher, at a higher level. That would make a big difference, because then they would have some power, and who knows what they could be, who knows what they would, how far they could go, and what they ultimately would be in charge of. Hang with us. Coming up, we're dipping into the mailbag. If you want to let your thoughts fly, you can also bang on these digits, 855-266-5283.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
When it comes to you and, yeah, those people in Florida that are sending me a ton of email, so it means it's time to dig into the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Indeed I do. How about this from Joe, who says, Kate, did you see the thing about Tiger Woods and the fact that he's going to go into a program for DUI offenders? Yeah, here's what happened. Because of when he was pulled over, he's eligible to have that DUI dropped and the court record sealed. It's part of a deal with the Palm Beach County State Attorney's Office. So it's a first-time offender program. He would be placed in kind of a diversion program around the nation that they have for ways to largely avoid jail overcrowding. And if it's a first time for alcohol, drug use, that kind of stuff, that is all, you know, that's all addressed there. And it means it would be, so if you go into this program, it means, as it was explained to me, it's a 12-month monitoring program, and it's unsupervised probation, basically. So he can't get arrested for anything. He can't swing his golf club and smash a window. Seriously, anything. So he would have to register with the DUI school. There's classes on addiction. He had done an outpatient treatment program to manage his pain meds and sleep disorder. And now this would be something else. So there probably wouldn't be as many classes, but he would be hooked up to this for 12 months. That would be affixed to him. And speaking of being affixed, where alcohol is involved, the defendant has to agree to put an alcohol interlock device. But Woods didn't have any alcohol in his system, so I don't think he would have to do that as far as prescription is concerned, right? The blood alcohol content, there was none, didn't exceed, no accident involved. And it's interesting. So you think, well, why didn't he enter a plea with this DUI charge? I know I'm going deep on this, but I know a bunch about this. And, you know, I think what happened was he has a court date scheduled for October where he probably would enter a plea to reckless driving. But on Wednesday's court appearance, that would basically put the DUI charge on hold. So it's basically withholding adjudication. And that makes sense. But here's the thing. If you violate the terms of your program, that's 90 days in jail. Now, do I think that would happen with Woods? Of course not. And I think that's what his attorneys are thinking. Yeah, let's do this diversionary thing because I think we're pretty safe with it. Definitely. And then I got this one from Sky who said, Kate, you were talking about the solar eclipse, and by zip codes, would the solar eclipse go by, you know, your house? I thought that was fascinating. And you mentioned especially how big it was going to be for Charleston. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you know, we're coming up upon this thing. It's August 21st. So there's like 14 states. And the 14 states, I mentioned them, but I'll say it again. Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, North and South Carolina. So, you know, everybody else in North America, meaning the rest of us, would be able to view a partial eclipse only when part of the sun is covered by the moon. Wow. I'm so intrigued by this, I have to say, because it's such a rarity. I mean, the total solar eclipse, that is bad, man. That is awesome to be able to see that. And there's people listening to us right now. I know you Oregonians have to be stoked because you're going to see it. You're right in the path. And in South Carolina, they're right in the path of it. It would be cool to be able to see that whole thing. But for me, it would be a drive. I would have to make a little bit of a drive. All right, so I got this from James, who said, Kate, I know you're from Philadelphia. I think I've heard you talk about the Phillies before. Did you see that Darren Dalton died? I did see that. In fact, someone I know who had interviewed him a bunch of times had posted something on his Facebook, and that's where I first saw it. And, you know, he was a well-known Philadelphia Philly. He was a catcher for the Phillies. And they had ceremonies to celebrate him before the game and games and a couple of times in 2013 and 2014 and, you know, all that. And he retired from baseball in 1998 and he was popular. He was part of the Florida Marlins. And when they won a World Series in 1997, so, you know, he did win a World Series and was active in that. He's a popular, you know, he's a popular player, and it's sad because he wasn't that old. I guess he would have been 55, maybe. Probably, he was 55, and And like I said, because I know the subject, which is why you're writing it, which is why you're writing that to me. They're saying his funeral will be like a who's who of baseball. So he passed away at 55, and they're saying at the age or at the not to make, you know, instead of flowers, donations to his foundation would be bigger and what he would have wanted and you know, whatnot. He had brain cancer. So it seems as though, you know, we have these brain doctors on, and Dr. Stieg, who's legendary, and we've talked about brain cancer. We just had that conversation about John McCain and the surgeries and how it can be, you know, so deadly, and that's exactly what, you know, happened to him. He was diagnosed with cancer 4 years ago. And like I said, he was a well-known player. And he's got four children, so he survived by four children. All right, we move on to yet another interesting note. And this one is from Gray, who says, did you, Kate, happen to see, as I know you were paying attention to what was going on with the Taylor Swift trial, did you happen to see that, you know, Taylor Swift's mom took the stand? I did read about that. I didn't see it. I read about it. And, yeah, because her mother took the stand because it's a trial about this ex-DJ groping her as pretty much as a kid, and it's in Denver. So her mother took the stand and pointed to David Mueller, saying that that guy sexually assaulted her daughter and that she was shaken and humiliated, but that she didn't actually see the encounter at the pre-concert photo op in 2013 that has led to a civil trial between her daughter and this ex-DJ. And, you know, at times, apparently, the mother said Taylor told her she had been groped, and she was so upset. She said she felt like she wanted to vomit and cry at the same time. The Taylor Swift management people contacted the radio station because they wanted them to know what happened, hoping he would be fired, but not demanding or asking them to fire him. She didn't report it to the police. She said she didn't want her life, her daughter's life, to be defined by that, but, you know, here we go. She's uber famous, and now this is a huge, huge story, and it's a very well-known radio station where this happened. So we'll see what the jury decides on, you know, decides on this one. This is a big deal. You know, jurors were shown a photo of Swift and Mueller that were taken during the encounter that's kind of being questioned. It's really a he said, she said thing. So that makes it more difficult. And that's why it'll be curious to see what the jury decides on this, because she's uber famous. He's obviously not, but he was someone in a position and he was right there with her where it's not far. You're not taking a giant leap in your imagination to think, you know, that could happen, sadly, right? And one other thing we're going to end on here, this one came to us from Michelle, who says, did you see the World Gold Panning Championships in Scotland? Did you know they had such a thing? No. I guess it came back to Scotland for the first time since 1992. How cool is that? Panning for gold, a competition. What do you win, gold? Stay with us.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
To the left. It's so interesting to me how you look at what the big stories are and you look at the various. It's pretty obvious when people say, no, there's no slanted media. No slanted media. And then you compare, you just cherry pick some of the blogs that are written and some of what's said. And you, of course, you realize what is being said is absolutely filtered through a skewed kaleidoscope. So to the left we go first. If you went to Huffington Post, or HuffPo, as people call it who are in the know, you would have read a story by Paige Lavender with the headline, Trump probably made up that fire and fury, quote, on his own. Don't read too much into it. And, of course, referring to Trump's threat with fire and fury, which he tweeted out. And it's a line they say he likely came up with on his own. Reporters from the New York Times, Politico, and the Washington Post all spoke to White House sources who advised not to read too much into it. The Weekly Standard reported that the White House, including the president's national security team, did not help Trump prepare his remarks on North Korea, which were delivered ahead of a meeting on the opioid crisis in, of course, the United States. So, the note of HuffPo is, oh, he's just a loose cannon. He's just, you know, he says whatever. It's not the White House officials. It's not that at all. It's not the White House officials. It's just what he would say. And that's why you have Rex Tillerson coming up with the other comments where Americans should sleep well at night. There's no imminent threat, so forget about it. Then if you go to, and HuffPo, of course, has links to various articles. If you go to the Drudge Report, to the right we step, you would see there are links to all kinds of things. And to the Drudge Report's credit, there are links to more liberal writings, too. So they subscribe to the theory of more is more. And, okay, so we'll let you go ahead and click on whatever link you want to click on. It's not necessarily all a right turn. It's not all that way. But if you were to look at North Korea, their version of North Korea, what you would see would be the president's links to other articles, of course, but you would see the president's comments and then their headline where it says, Washington Post page one panic on Thursday, Trump has nuclear codes, which I mentioned that story at the top, and that with a fire and fury tweet, Trump revived the fears about his possessions of those codes is what the Post is talking about. And they say when the president went off script to deliver a startling threat to North Korea, it was if the nation relived the most lurid themes of the 2016 campaign in one chilling moment. And they compared it to last fall, Hillary Clinton's campaign used as one of its final weapons, and we remember this, a TV ad featuring a longtime nuclear missile launch officer who warned against voting for Trump, saying, I prayed that call would never come. Self-control may be all that keeps these missiles from firing. Then quick fire a series of clips of Trump on the stump, saying I would bomb the S out of them, fill in the blanks. I want to be unpredictable. I love war, which is one of the things he said and then was tacked on to that. But what you would see also and read in the Drudge Report is that Trump voters often say their reasons for supporting him outweighed their sense that he could be dangerously impulsive, and they repeatedly expressed confidence that the national security apparatus would keep him in check. So a little bit of nuanced differences between what Drudge is saying, the Drudge Report, and what is being said on HuffPo. That's why it's to the right and to the left, because you have, you have the story, who, what, where, when, and why, but little tiny slants in them, to be sure, that would steer you, perhaps, in a different direction. Which brings up, is there a middle, or is there just objectivity? Here's the story, here's what I know, and that's it, folks. That's all I got. The thing is, you don't really see that anymore because everybody is a talking head. Everybody seems to be, I shouldn't say everybody, but the majority seem to be personalities. And I think that's created the severe turns in the right or in the left, if you want to call it that,
And I wonder about the middle. What's the fate of the middle? Is there really a middle anymore? Meaning an independent? Or has some of that just been eroded? I think there is a middle. I think there are people that are looking for a third party. Whatever that third party is. But it, to me, that's what it feels like. That there is some, I don't know, there's some press for a different way. And it's nothing new. I mean, have we always been frustrated by D.C.? Do people complain they have no access? Do people complain it doesn't make any sense? I mean, of course, yes, 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 yes to all of those questions. I mean, that's it, you know? But here's the thing. It doesn't matter at this point because there's no place to go with that conversation. We are in the two-party system, and I think we're stuck in the party system for a very long time. Remember, there was the push for the Tea Party, and it seemed like the Tea Party really gained momentum. But the Tea Party never took hold as the third party, as the option, meaning the option ideologically, but not, okay, let's vote for this candidate, everybody rally, we're that other party. It wasn't what it looked like it could be. Because to me in the beginning, it seemed like there was really a big push for it. By the way, if you want to win a lot of money, do you really want to pay the lottery? The lottery is sky high now. Powerball is up to over $500, I want to say, right? So, I mean, you know, both of them, Mega Millions is over $300 million too. But your odds, and I love to say this number, your odds of winning are like one in, the odds of winning both, I love this, the odds of winning both, one in 75.6 quadrillion. That's crazy. Can you imagine? It's like lightning striking if you won both. Are you kidding? So the Friday Mega Millions drawing will be interesting, as will the Powerball grab too. And I didn't realize this, but Americans spent more than $73 billion on lottery tickets. Did you contribute to that $73 billion? I did. Just here and there, when the jackpots were high, because I was so convinced I would win. And I was going to give money out to listeners who really needed it. I mean, the odds are so long. Insane, those odds. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.